Hello, Old Glory Network, and welcome back to another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. We have something special for you this week as we celebrate our 50th episode of the Old Glory Network podcast. This week, our host takes us through one of his walks with God and shows us the individual need we all have to know and realize our Creator. We have a terrific episode ahead. We hope you enjoy.
Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. The title for today's message is Good Morning, God. It's a walk and a talk with God, and evil is embedded in America. Then we'll talk about the Democrat Party and treason. And finally, come home. It's supper time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it begins with good morning, God. It's a beautiful morning in Buda, Texas, and I'm going out for a 2 to 3 mile walk. You know, I'd like to have you walk with me so we could talk. If that's okay with you, God, we don't talk often enough, and that's my fault. So let's do a little catching up today. To begin with, Lord, I want to thank you for a few things, such as allowing me to wake up in good health and living in this beautiful place called Texas and America. Thanks for my awesome family, which includes my children and grandchildren, my siblings, my cousins and aunts and uncles, nieces, nephews, and wonderful sisters-in-law. You have protected us all through lots of storms, and I pray you will continue to do so. And Lord, I have been so blessed by my children and grandchildren. I do not possess the vocabulary to adequately express them to you, but I know that you know them well because they know you. And I want to thank you for picking out my mom and my dad. Wow, what awesome parents I was blessed with, and both servants and teachers of yours. They are blessed to be living with you now. And if it is your will, Lord, whisper in their ear that we discuss them today, and that those of us who are still here sure do miss them and love them. Tell them also that we still remember their training, and we wish to thank them for it. Our life has been made so much better because of their teaching. Also, I want to thank you for putting our family in America. The greatest earthly gift that a family could receive is to be born in America, grow up in America, live and die in America, and in freedom. Blessed with all the opportunities that you granted us. Lord, we haven't always taken care of our home as well as we should. And you know how it is when you have been given everything, and often without earning it. You tend to get sloppy and lazy and do not care for or defend your most prized possessions. Well, you know better than all of us that if you are not diligent, evil will gradually embed itself among you and mess up your beloved home. Well, evil is among us. I don't have to tell you, you already know it. The Democrat Party has, over the years, become evil incarnate. Today, they act as if they are America's enemy. They do everything they can to destroy our president, or any of his efforts to defend America or preserve its freedom. They oppose the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They go behind his back and negotiate with our enemies? They urged them not to deal with our own president, and quote, wait him out till they can defeat him, and indicating they can get a much better deal from them. The Democrats, under our rule of law, that's treasonous. They have done so many things to hurt America and or enrich themselves to the detriment of our country. And because they occupied so many positions of power in our departments of justice and FBI and intelligence agencies, that they had no fear of being brought to justice. It now appears to a neophyte like me that we have the right man heading up the DOJ and the White House. Maybe justice is finally on its way. The list of evildoers is long and it's powerful, and the Democrat Party is behind them 100% in all their dirty schemes. Lord, we need your help. There are thousands of us who want to save this country, but there are millions wanting to turn us all to socialism. They have already outlawed you. Why, you can't hardly find an American flag in a public school or even a government office building. We are not allowed to pray in school anymore or put the Ten Commandments on the courthouse lawns. Why, you would think Hitler was in charge of the good old USA. Even our churches are afraid of government today. Now, I know that you already know all of this. Why, they say you know how many hairs are on our heads, or grains of sand on our beaches. You talked to Moses through a burning bush and you parted the Red Sea. And if you can do all of that, I know you can teach us how to make sure these traitors are brought to justice, and we can right the wrongs to our country and reestablish our country as a God-worshipping nation. You know, we were established on the principles of In God We Trust. Lord, we are not going to ask you to do our job for us, but if it is your will for us to win back our freedoms and return to a country of laws and equal opportunities and equal responsibilities, take us by the hand and lead us to victory. The land of the free and the home of the brave should be and can be again. Now I have one more request, Lord. As you know, I have already been blessed with a long life. I celebrated my 80th birthday in February, and I don't know how long you wish me to live, but my request is that you allow me to live as long as I live. If I took my last breath today or tomorrow, that would be okay with me. But if you wish me to live longer, help me to be an asset to you, to my country, to my family, and my fellow man. I request that I live as long as I am a benefit, and take me home the moment that I'm not. Lord, if I received a message from you to come on home, Wayne, it's supper time, would not be a bad thing. When that message is delivered, I want it to be a time of rejoicing for all who know me. Lord, I ask that you continue to watch over my family, wherever they are. Watch over my friends and neighbors, and watch over humans around the world who are not my enemy. And Lord, those who are my country's enemy, touch their heart and their mind and make a new friend of them. If that fails, lay them down in the tomb you vacated after dying on the cross for our sins. Amen.
Before we sign off today, we would like to remind everyone that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. You can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or you can order a hard copy of his album, Cowboy's Revenge, at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling 512-203-7921. Also, KR Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. Be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. Thank you for tuning in for another weekly message of patriotism. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we will see you next week.